This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Donald Phillips, DONALDPHILLIPS. Date of birth 08/10/1951. Date of appointment November 4, 2022. Requesting physician Patricia Christian, PATRICIACHRISTIANP. Dear Patricia Christian, I have the pleasure of seeing Donald Phillips today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 71 year old, right-handed Caucasian man who is wobbly for the last 4 to 5 years. He had a surgery done on the neck 5 years ago, and after that he felt his equilibrium was off. When he sits on the motorbike, he feels wobbly. He has a history of cocaine abuse, history of epilepsy in childhood. He had LSS spine surgery also. He does not have any numbness. His short-term memory is not good, but he does not have any incontinence. CT of the head done on 10/19/2022, which I do not have a report. I have a report of the CT of the head on 1/18/2022, which is normal, and MRI of the LSS spine on 6/1/2022, which shows old compression fracture or fracture of L1. Past medical history, cocaine abuse, LSD abuse, hallucinogen abuse, gait ataxia, CHF, COPD, MI, coronary artery disease, anxiety, depression, diabetes, polycythemia, GERD, history of fall, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, restless leg syndrome, past surgical history, not available medication, Tylenol, Albuterol, Aspirin, 81 milligram. Atorvastatin 80 mg, Cholecalciferol 25 microgram, Cyanocobalamin, DPT, Fluticasone, Lidocaine, Metformin, Metoprolol, Nitroglycerin, Omeprazole, Ropinirole, Sertraline, Trazodone, allergy to hydrocodone, social history, smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, family history not available, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system, I found out that Yes, some short-term memory problem, imbalance of the gait, no incontinence, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, short valves on present. Next of all, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, action, tremor present. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflex is 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of infreak and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. Year-old, right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, essential tremor. Number 4, questionable normal pressure, hydrocephalus. Number 5, frequent fall. Number 6, anxiety. Number 7, depression. Number 8, history of drug abuse in the past. Number 9, restless leg syndrome. Next paragraph. I do not have report of the CT which was done on 10-19-2022, but I checked the LS Hospital website and there is a CT on 1-18-2022 which is normal. His MRI of the LS is fine, done on 6-1-2021, shows old compression fracture of the L1. Patient memory is not good and he has difficulty in walking, but he does not have any incontinence. So history is not suggestive of NPH. Gait ataxia can be due to peripheral neuropathy. I will order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities, and I would like to see him back in my office after that test. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.